This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Let's continue our study of 1 Samuel 25. As I mentioned in our last visit, one man with no status, no resources, and very little probable influence did what he could to avert devastation of those among whom he lived and served. He wisely gathered information, discerned the implications, courageously confronted the one person who could possibly make a difference, and hoped for a positive outcome. He realized what Canon Farrar once wrote, "I am only one, but I am one. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. What I can do, I ought to do. What I ought to do, by the grace of God, I will do." I would only add, "And I better do it now." In the words of Jesus, as long as it is day, we must do the work. Night is coming when no one can work. John 9:4. As it turned out, this one man was the linchpin in protecting his household and David's reputation. David was intent on venting his anger to avenge the insult hurled at him. Nabal was doing what he always did, gratify his passions, oblivious of the unintended consequences. Abigail was unaware of what was happening and absorbed in doing what she was responsible for during the celebration associated with the shearing of the sheep. No one else stepped up to the plate. No one else gathered information, analyzed it, and discerned the impending danger. No one else risked their life to warn others so they might prepare for what was transpiring. Only one did what he could, a lowly servant. Would you be the one to stand in the gap if faced with impending danger?